Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury from Fred Film Radio, reporting from the red carpet at the BFI London Film Festival. Tonight, I've been speaking to actress Sally Hawkins about her role in the new film Eternal Beauty. So can you just give a brief introduction to the film Eternal Beauty and what attracted you to the role of June?
Everything. This man coming down the line, Craig Roberts, he's a bit of a genius and he's so clever and smart and with this huge heart. So it was anything that he would ask me to do, I'd, of course, say yes and be an idiot not to, really. And it's a beautiful role and story and unusual the way he was seeing it. It's like nothing else I've seen, I think, or read. And I just wanted to give it a go. But when you're working with friends who you love and make you laugh and who you completely trust, like it's a different thing goes on. It's like that's what it's for. I mean, that's why you want to work on films like this, is when you're working with people that you adore and who you just want to give your heart to and really I'm rambling. I'm really sorry. I can't summarize this film because it's hard to put in a soundbite.
And, you know, tackling mental illness on the big screen is a tricky one. Like, how did you go about preparing for the role? And how do you think you can do justice to the topic?
Well, I don't know. You just pray that you are doing it justice. You're working hard and giving yourself over to it, then you sort of, that has to take care of itself. And my job is to just sort of step into those shoes and sort of channel that energy. I like to do research and it's my responsibility to do that. And then in terms of the work, you sort of have to let that go because this is its unique voice and a unique, she is unique. She is something else and her own story in a way. So you just have to trust in the instinct and go with it and dive in. But it's very scary when we haven't actually introduced it to the world. She's quite an extreme role and probably hard to watch at times and deal with. And I think, I think that's true. That has to be right because it's the subject matter is quite hard to deal with. And what she goes through and how she copes and how she survives. And I just think it sort of gives a more breathing space for an education of sorts. But I don't know quite how. You just have to go, I don't know what I'm doing, but trust that it's all right in some way. Channel something, I don't know.
And what do you hope people are going to take away from the film?
With everything you do, you just want it to inspire and to educate and everything, really. I mean, that's what it's about for me, and it means a great deal to me. I think we've all sort of, mental health is something that we all can relate to, and we know people who suffer with it, and it's quite something quite close to us all, I think. It's just the nature of being human, and this is quite an extreme case of that. Schizophrenia is something that many people deal with, and I think you just want it to hopefully provide a pocket full of inspiration. That's what we do, why we do what we do.
And what does it mean to you to have your film here at the BFI London Film Festival?
BFI is the heart of cinema for me. It's home, and you couldn't really get a more magical place, and we all want to come home. And it's where I saw my favourite films, you know, growing up. And it feels incredibly special. And I'm not going to cry, but yeah. But BFI is everything.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.